Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Family, unfortunately, a breakdown Reed Highway eastbound after Mitchell Freeway in Hammersley. Left lane is partially blocked off there. Tolling services on site. Traffic management will be attending this one. Just reduce your speed and approach with caution as it is around a corner. Looking out the freeways, the southbound run on the Mitchell, a little bit busy around Whitford Ave, Reed Highway as well. The northbound run on the Kwinana, so around Anchortel Road. Please drive safely. That's the latest from Main Road.
Ola Newsly.
Yeah, let's get the Newsly on, guys. Get the bowls, get the spoons. Time for some Newsly. Let's go first.
Newsly time. I can go first if you like.
Yeah,
go on, Leon.
Because I've got a really good opportunity. Okay. For just a little bit of.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Keen to hear.
Good news, guys. There's been a spooky door spotted on Mars.
I'm sorry, what?
A spooky door.
A spooky door spotted on Mars. Remember the other week I did a story about a black cube seen exiting the sun?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out it was just a fast-track delivery for this door on Mars. The Curiosity rover has discovered what looks like an alien doorway on Mars, sending the internet into a frenzy, as you can imagine.
That's amazing.
So you go to Mars and you just...
Yeah.
The aliens there. Okay.
Wow, that was a great alien.
So it's not a door, really. It's like a wrecked door. It's a door-shaped hole in
it's a
rock.
Door.
It looks a lot like a door, but there's no. It's not like they've gone down to the hardware store
I've
and
seen
bought a
this,
door.
I think I've seen this picture, Leon. It even has like a bit of an eaves above it, doesn't it?
Kinda. Yeah. It looks like it has a.
So it's like a cave.
Yes, it's
no,
like
it's
a square entrance to a cave. No, it is more like a cave.
It's like
Can they get in there, though? But can they get in there? Can they go inside
it doesn't say. Look, let me press this button and you guys will be able to see the door. There it is. There.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Look.
It's so deliberate looking. It's so.
It does look really deliberate, hey.
It's been cut into the side of a hill. Let's say hill. That's
and
amazing.
It's red earth. It reminds me a bit of like the Egyptian mummies.
Looks like kind
of maybe this
burials.
Is a photo from someone's trip.
They got
to
it mixed up.
Petra.
Yeah. Whoops. Sorry. I'm slipped
oh,
in.
So how,
here's
how'd that get
here's
in there?
The rover at the beach. No, that's me. Hang on. So anyway, that's
well. There you go. Well, I'm sure that will get all of the space nerds very excited.
Hey! Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a different. Yeah,
I don't think I don't look. Hey, I don't think being called a space nerd
let's,
is.
Let's
is
stop
a bad
slandering
thing.
People. Who
is
else has got a story?
Oh, I've got two stories. What do you want to hear? A story about twins or a story about a swing?
Twins, I think.
Can you combine them?
Yeah,
probably. Identical twins have given birth on the same day at the same hospital.
Whoa!
What?
I know. A pair of identical twins in California have something new in common. They both have had a baby boy on the same day. They planned
crazy.
That for sure.
Probably.
Yes, they've both given birth. Okay. Here we go. Via scheduled C-section.
This was planned.
Wow.
I don't even like this story anymore. And so they and. All right, stuff that. We're moving on to the swing men.
Congratulations to them.
Congratulations to them and their good planning.
Kirsty,
way to go. No. British man has spent 36 hours on a swing. 36 hours on a swing to break the Guinness World Record. He's just swung back and forth for 36 hours.
Oh, no,
wow. Speaking of doing something over and over and over again, are you going to use Segway? No?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
No, amazing.
Wow. Incredible Segway.
A driver has been fined in the Perth Magistrates Court for excessively honking his car horn during a COVID
protest.
Oh, was
that on my street last night? Honestly,
they're
just
like
driving, driving up and down the street just honking. It's not like they were leaving a house. Yeah, because you hear him coming. And then like a minute later. The other way.
Well, he got fined. He could have called the police and they would have fined him $50. But
$50? Is that it?
$50 fine. I know.
Wow,
I know.
That's worth it.
Well worth it.
You die.
Well, there you go. Honk, honk. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.